Welcome back to the Deep Dive, where we take the source material you trust, distill that fire hose of information, and give you the pure insight you actually need.
And today, we are tackling, oh man, one of the great modern frustrations.
The boring robot problem.
Yes, the synthetic, beige, just totally useless tech that every default generative AI model spits out. It's the digital equivalent of elevator music.
It is, and you know the feeling. You open your favorite tool, doesn't matter if it's ChatGPT or Claude, and you type in a perfectly reasonable prompt.
Right.
Let's say, for example, write an Instagram post about the new iPhone 17. Seems easy enough.
And yet, what does the system inevitably give you? Just a predictable disaster.
Okay, let's unpack this. The output, it always starts with some cringeworthy, throat-clearing cliche like,
In today's fast-paced world of technology.
Exactly. And is riddled with the most generic emojis possible. You've got the rocket ship, the mobile phone.
And soar every time. It's content actively designed to be ignored. And it fails because of its training. I mean, default AI is ruthlessly trained to be three things. Safe, polite, and neutral. It's designed not to offend anyone.
Which sounds good in theory.
But as the source material highlights, in the world of content creation, especially social media, neutral is a death sentence. It pleases no one. It absolutely fails to stop the scroll. You need edge, you need an opinion, you need specificity.
And that brings us to the core mission of this deep dive. We found a really powerful solution in the source material, the Taken Game Soul AI Persona Protocol.
This is, well, it's essentially a stylistic jailbreak. It's this comprehensive text file, a custom directive designed specifically to override those safe default settings and impose a new, highly specialized set of rules on the model.
Rules like what?
We're talking about rules like be concise, be witty, never use a passive voice or a stock emoji. The entire goal is to make your AI bold, opinionated, and functional.
So you're turning it from a bland assistant
into a ruthless senior editor.
So if this is our new style guide, how do we actually install this personality? We have to inject this persona file, which is called tekengamesoul.txt, into what the models call the context window.
Wait, hang on. Before we get into the steps, we should probably define that for you, the listener.
Good idea.
The context window is essentially the AI's short-term memory, its notepad. When you start a chat, the AI can only hold a certain amount of text and previous messages in its immediate memory.
So when we paste the persona file,
we are basically using up some of that memory space to enforce these new rules for that specific chat session.
That makes perfect sense. We're overriding the factory settings by giving it a whole new set of priorities right at the top of the conversation.
And there are two main ways to do this, depending on how permanent you want this change to be.
Okay.
Method A is the quick fix. Let's call it the session injection. This is perfect for when you only need this personality for one specific task, or maybe if you don't use a paid subscription plan.
And the steps are really simple. First, you get the entire text file. We'll talk about where to find it later. You copy all the contents. Then you open a new chat in your platform of choice. You just paste the entire text file into the message box and hit enter. That's step one.
And step two is the key verification part. If the injection works correctly, the AI won't respond with its default, you know, how can I help you?
Right.
The system has been forced to read and internalize this persona, so it should respond with a specific confirmation phrase, something like, system online, ready to analyze, Commander.
Wow.
That phrase is your proof that the new style guide is loaded and ready.
That's a great sign. But we have to remember the crucial warning that comes with this method.
Yes.
That persona only exists in that single chat thread if you close it and open a new conversation.
Poof. It's gone. The AI instantly reverts right back to its factory settings.
And you're back to writing about the fast-paced world and using rocket ship emojis.
Which is why, if you are a professional content creator and you want this personality running all the time, you need Method B.
The permanent implant.
This is primarily aimed at users with access to custom instructions, like on ChatGPT Plus.
So to do this, you navigate away from the chat and go into your core settings. You click on your name or icon, usually in the bottom corner, and look for Customize ChatGPT or Custom Instructions.
You'll see two boxes there. The top one is, what would you like ChatGPT to know about you? You can leave that alone for now.
You want the bottom box.
You want the bottom box, usually labeled, how would you like ChatGPT to respond? That is the magic spot. You paste the entire Taken Game code right into that lower box.
And the most important part of this permanent implant is the toggle switch. You have to ensure the setting Enable for New Chats is set to On-N. Once you save that, your system is now permanently optimized.
Okay, wait, I have to ask the skeptical question that our listeners are definitely thinking right now.
Go for it. Is this safe?
Thanks.
Does pasting a long specific code into the custom instructions box risk confusing the model for every other task I use it for, like, I don't know, summarizing emails or coding?
That's a fantastic question, and this is why the structure of this protocol is so brilliant. It's written with specific formatting and trigger commands that keep it compartmentalized.
Okay.
So the model has a hierarchy of instructions. Because the persona is focused entirely on style and tone, it doesn't really conflict with its core knowledge functions. It will still summarize an email accurately.
Right.
But it will deliver that summary with the concise, punchy style from the Tekken game rules. Think of it less like wiping the hard drive and more like installing a filter.
That alleviates a lot of concerns.
Okay.
So now for the most satisfying step out, the litmus test. How do we confirm that the permanent surgery was successful?
Absolutely. You open any new chat and type a single command, status report.
And if it failed?
If it failed, you'll get the standard, boring reply, I am an AI assistant.
But if it worked?
If you perform the surgery successfully, the response will confirm its new identity. All systems nominal. Editorial engine running at 100%. Awaiting your directive, commander.
I love that.
That specific phrase is your green light. You are ready to start creating non-boring content that actually moves the needle.
Okay, with the editorial engine running at full power, let's transition into application. Because the beauty of having an active persona is that it fundamentally changes how you prompt the model.
Oh, absolutely.
You no longer have to micromanage the format.
That's the paradigm shift we need to talk about. The persona takes on the role of an experienced editor or maybe an art director. You stop asking the AI to write something and you start giving it a creative brief.
Let's run the scenario from the source material.
Yeah.
You need to create a post about the recent terrifying news about AI phishing during Christmas.
Right. So if you were using the old default AI, your prompt would be pretty ineffective. The bad prompt, as the source calls it.
Write a post about hackers and Christmas.
Exactly. It's too broad, too vague. The AI would have to guess your goal, your format, everything.
But with the Tekken game persona active, you write the pro prompt, you feed it specific parameters, and it looks like a real creative brief.
Something like, topic. The 620% rise in AI phishing attacks this holiday. Format, Instagram carousel, 5 slides. Goal, scare the audience into being safe, but keep it entertaining. And tone, warning and educational. Use the Tekken style.
And here is where the persona just earns its keep.
Oh, yeah. Because the persona knows what an effective 5-slide Instagram carousel needs, it automatically structures the response into a visual plan. You don't have to manually ask for 5 separate headlines or 5 captions.
That's wild. It's thinking visually right from the start.
Precisely. For instance, the persona immediately structures slide 1, the hook. It even suggests a compelling, slightly unsettling visual of a robotic Santa stealing a wallet from under a tree.
Wow.
And the headline is punchy. No cliches. It just hits hard with the question. Is your Christmas gift a virus? That immediately grabs attention in the feed.
And it flows logically from there. Slide 2 would be?
Slide 2 focuses on the data, highlighting that massive, shocking 620% rise statistic in big, bold text. That's the proof that this is a serious and growing problem.
Right.
And slide 3 moves straight into education, explaining the mechanism specifically, voice deepfakes in simple, digestible terms. The persona is applying the rule. Educate quickly. Don't bore them with technical jargon.
It's writing for a mobile audience that's just scanning, not studying.
Exactly. And the final piece, which often gets forgotten, is the caption strategy.
Which it also does.
The persona handles this perfectly. It doesn't write one huge paragraph. It starts with an engaging, direct question, uses bullet points for easy readability, and ends with a specific call to action. Usually an open-ended question designed to drive comments and engagement.
So it's not just writing content. It's writing optimized and socially aware content.
Yeah, you get it.
Now, here's where we get to a really surprising feature hidden inside the TekkenGameSoul.txt file.
The module for art direction.
Yes. Let's face it, text content on a visual platform like Instagram is pretty useless without excellent scroll-stopping visuals.
And this is a massive time saver for anyone relying on generative image models. Once you have the text finalized for your slides, you don't have to switch gears and try to translate your concept into visual keywords and formulate prompts from scratch.
The persona does it for you.
It does for you.
So once the copy is perfect, what is the magic command?
You simply type, generate 5 Midjourney prompts for these slides.
Wow. And the AI knows what that means. It understands the syntax required for those tools.
It absolutely does. This is where the depth of the Tekken style truly shows its technical expertise. It doesn't just give you a description. It speaks the highly specific language of generative image models.
Because generic instructions like a hacker at a computer,
yeah,
would just yield a very bland result.
So bland. But what the persona outputs is technical goals.
Also,
it understands that image generators rely on detailed instructions about light, framing, and mood. So it includes necessary descriptors like cinematic, low-angle shot, or hooded figure against a wall of code, and specific notes on atmosphere, like glowing red digital gift box and volumetric lighting.
It even dictates the artistic style.
Oh, yeah. Cyberpunk aesthetic, 8K resolution. It's giving the AI a true blueprint, not just a vague concept.
That's phenomenal.
And crucially, it handles the tedious formatting details for you. For that Instagram carousel, it automatically includes the aspect ratio tag required for vertical social content, which is our 4.5.
No way.
This level of specificity means you are no longer generating generic images. You are generating high-quality art direction that matches your text. You copy, you paste, and you're done.
Okay, so while the original Tekken game persona is excellent, I mean, it's designed to sound like a senior tech editor,
yeah,
the most valuable part of this whole protocol is realizing that the file is entirely editable.
Yes, it's open source in its design. And that's the key. The goal isn't just to sound like that editor.
The ultimate goal is to sound like you.
This is the pathway to building what they call your digital twin. You are essentially training a robust model to embody your specific professional voice, your unique perspective, and your personal jargon.
So if I want to sound like myself, where do I start? How do I customize this block of code?
You open that original text file and you look for the specific bracketed sections. For instance, you find the section labeled RoLA Senior Tech Editor.
Yeah, to just change it.
You just change it to reflect your actual job. So say RoLA. Professional fitness coach or RoLE, real estate consultant. This adjusts the model's fundamental professional knowledge base.
Okay, so the AI knows what I do. Now I need it to know how I speak.
That's the next critical step. You move to the tone section. This is where you inject your specific slang, your energy level, your personal grammatical rules.
So if I'm a high energy coach,
you can add powerful keywords like use energetic language, use words like buddy, gains, hustle, never use passive voice, keep sentences short, and maximize impact.
That's what makes it authentic. So a real estate consultant might specify something like, use optimistic language, focus on community and family, use words like dream home, equity, and legacy. Always end a post with a soft call to conversation.
Exactly. You are analyzing your own voice and translating it into rules the machine can execute perfectly.
Mm.
Once you save that personalized file and re-inject it using that permanent implant method we talked about,
you have a specialized AI.
It's a specialized AI that knows your job, speaks your slang, and reflects your authentic personal brand perfectly.
And the implications are huge. This digital twin can now reply to client emails in your distinct voice, write concise and punchy industry tweets, or even script entire YouTube videos that sound perfectly authentic to your audience.
It completely eliminates the need for endless editing just to remove that sterile robotic cadence.
Okay, we do need to address one final real-world troubleshooting issue that affects all large language models, especially in long content sessions.
Ah, yes, the context drift effect.
Right, if the context window is the AI's temporary memory, I imagine that memory gets filled up as the conversation goes on.
That's precisely it. When you have a conversation that stretches past 20 or 30 messages, the AI can sometimes begin to push the older instructions, the persona code we injected, out of its immediate memory.
And it starts to get wordy. It loses its edge.
And it slowly starts reverting back to being that boring, polite robot. It's shedding its personality.
That would be incredibly frustrating if you're in the middle of a marathon content session.
It is. So the designers of the Tekken game Soul Protocol built a specific wake-up call right into the code to counteract this drift.
And what's the fix?
It is unbelievably simple. You just type the short codified command, reset tone.
That's it. That's phenomenal.
That single hidden instruction immediately forces the AI to reread its primary style guide and sharpen its pencil. It's like splashing cold water on its face and bringing its editorial capacity back to 100%.
Essential for professional users.
Absolutely. So, to synthesize everything we've discussed, AI tools are truly like a grand piano. Anyone can sit down and bang on the keys and make a sound. That's your default generic output.
Right.
But only those who learn to read the music, which is sophisticated prompt engineering, can actually compose a symphony.
And with this Tekken game Soul file, You have been handed the sheet music. You are no longer just a passive user. You are the editor-in-chief. You've installed your digital twin and given it a mandate for engagement.
So your mission is to go forth and create content that truly matters in your field. Stop posting boring updates and start leading the conversation.
The sources mentioned that the creators of this protocol are watching, and they encourage users to tag them in the posts they build using this methodology.
Yeah.
That confidence just shows the quality shift you can expect.
And here is the final time-sensitive detail from the source material. The Taken Game Soul file, the actual file, is only pinned in the official Telegram channel for 24 hours before it gets archived.
But the real takeaway, the knowledge you have to carry forward, is this.
Even if you miss that window, the methodology, the structure, the bracketed commands, the rules, that is the ultimate insight. You can build and inject your own custom persona file.
Turning any boring robot
into an authentic digital twin of yourself.
That's the key.
Yeah.
The methodology is the power. Now go forth and create content that sounds undeniably like you.